This is Connie Reagan Green. You're in the right place at the right time. This is Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing, and thank you for joining me today. You are so lucky. Luck is where preparation meets opportunity, and you are approaching the intersection throughout each day. I want you to think about this, to embrace it, and perhaps to write it down. This is what I wrote to my community today. I talked about timing. You're in the right place at the right time. That's how I opened Prestabilius this time. We create our own luck. We do this by understanding that luck occurs when preparation meets opportunity. Now, I had heard that for many years, but that was before I believed it. I thought it was just a saying. I thought it didn't have any meaning, not to me. It would only apply to lucky people, and I wasn't a lucky person. That's honestly how I felt. But when I came online in 2006, I realized that everything, yes, every little thing I had been involved with up until that point in my life had prepared me for the opportunity of doing business online. Soon, I felt very lucky, and that luck continues to build. So this is what I want for you as well, but it's your choice as to how you implement the luck that is already ready and waiting for you to catch up to it. Remember, and I'm going to say this over and over, you are in the right place at the right time. My goal, my intention, is to help you take action and move forward with that luck that you already have. So I'm going to go back and talk about what I meant by that, that I realized that everything I had done up until that point in my life was preparing me for what I was going to do in the future. Now, I believe very strongly in that statement. I think that no matter what we do, no matter what we experience, whether we choose it or not, so I'm a multiple cancer survivor. And I feel like the first time, especially, I had breast cancer at the age of 37. And I believe that that prepared me for having cancer again and again and again. And also, it prepared me to help other people that would pass in and out of my life who had cancer or were a cancer survivor or something like that. So, of course, I did not choose cancer. I'm selecting that memory to make a big point here that we don't always choose our life experience. A lot of things are thrust upon us. But no matter what we go through, it's preparing us. So let's talk about teaching. I didn't become a classroom teacher until I was 30 years old. And that's a long story. I've talked about it before. I've written about it quite a bit. But I had been working in real estate for several years, and I decided to go back to school. I had to borrow money to go back to school so that I could become a classroom teacher. And in the Los Angeles area, they needed teachers at that time, which I would have had no way of knowing. But I went in, and it turned out that my life experience at age 30, because I was considered an older teacher joining the ranks of the teaching community, that as an older person, that I would have more experience with children, with kids, with dealing with different situations that a teacher 22, 23, 24 would not have experienced in the same way and for that period of time. So that's an example. But then I came online and I thought, well, okay, so what could it be that I already know about that could help me with this business? And it turned out that my 20 years of teaching primarily children from third world and developing countries, children whose first language was not English, teaching them how to read and write and navigate the waters of public school education in the United States, that would be very beneficial to adults who, for the most part, English was their first language, but yet they hadn't been doing the writing. They didn't do what I told my students to do for 20 years. I said, if you want to improve your writing, that was the biggest hurdle for them to overcome was the writing. The writing is very difficult when it's not your first language. And I said, you have to write something every day, whether it's a sentence or a paragraph or a letter to someone, a card, something, write it down. And they would say 7 days a week. I'd say, yeah, even weekends, vacation days, time when we're off track. We were at a year-round school, so we were off track off and on throughout the year. And it turned out that advice worked. The students, and I taught all the way kindergarten through 12th grade. I even taught adult school for a short time in the evenings. And that advice made sense. So I come online and I thought, well, maybe I'll take my own advice. And sure enough, so I started helping people to come up with ideas for, to write, to publish, and to market e-books, electronic books. That was something new in 2006. It had only been around a couple of years at the most through Joe Vitale and Jim Edwards, both of whom I met very soon after coming online. And so I was able to help people because I told them, I said, it's just like when I was teaching in the classroom. They had to write essays, especially after third grade. There were essays that were required of them, and they were very specific. So I helped them come up with ideas so that when the exams came twice a year, they didn't spend most of that exam period thinking of an idea. They already had two or three ideas to choose from. Kind of when you're working for television or film and you're pitching your story ideas, don't go in with one idea, because the first idea more than likely won't be a strong one. They'll shoot it down. You don't want to have to leave. You're already there in the room. You want to have several ideas that you can talk more about and pitch to them. But I'm digressing here. So this is an example that you are ready. You're already in the right place at the right time. You have life experience. You have things that you chose to do, like I chose to return to two years of full-time study at the university level to earn a teaching credential. That was a choice. And also, you and I have life experiences, some of which we chose and some of which we didn't, that will be beneficial as we do some type of work online. So think about this concept. Think about what I'm discussing here, and I want you to realize that this is much bigger than what I'm talking about up front. So up front, I'm talking about starting an online business, taking what you already know and going deeper with that and learning more about it. Of course, I had to learn a lot about ebooks because that was something brand new to me as well. And then jump in, start helping people. There's a saying that if you're in fourth grade, somebody in third grade thinks you're a god, a leader. They can't imagine that somebody in fourth grade is talking to them as a mere third grader. Well, it's the same idea with everything we do, every business, everything that you come into. I'm in quite a few service organizations, nonprofits, charitable groups, things like that. And they always, when you come, they want to know, what's your background? What have you been doing? And whatever you can tell them, and of course, that's changed immensely since I started doing this new life online 16 years ago, 2006. But they want to know, what can you bring to the group that they may not know much about at all? So now, I'm on the board of directors. I do things with the grants committee. I'm very, very involved with Rotary on that level because now I have that experience to bring to the table that I didn't have initially. I know about things in a different way. So what can you do with an online business in life in general, more specifically with service organizations or nonprofits or charities that you are passionate about, that you care about deeply, the cause that they're working toward? What is it that you already know how to do that you're already prepared for? And you want the group to say, we're so lucky that this person has joined us. They have this background and this experience and this kind of information that nobody else in our group has. And if you're doing things online, this is how you're able to mentor people in your topic. I work with people that do things in the health field, health and wellness and nutrition and fitness. I work with people in the marketing arena. They know things about persuasion and advertising and getting a message out to the world, word of mouth marketing, that type of thing. So what is it that you know that you can then help others with? It will catapult you to greatness. You'll be thought of as a thought leader. and you'll make a difference in people's lives. I'm working with someone now who's younger than someone that I typically may work with. And I love her enthusiasm, and I love how she approaches things, even though many times I have to very gently bring her down from that cloud so she does things that will be more effective more quickly, but not to the point where I crush her idea or shoot it down. I'm not doing that at all. Instead, I just want her to see things a little differently. But she's doing things in a very energetic way, and it comes across just within an email. And this is something that I want her to really cash in on, because I told her this, that she will be attractive to other people because of her youth. And she laughed, and she said in certain situations in her life, she doesn't feel so youthful at all, but we all have some area. In my day-to-day life, people are very impressed that I've written 25 books. In my world online, yeah, that's a great thing, but it's not quite the same. So find out where the sweet spot is for you. Find out how you can put your luck to work. What have you prepared for over many years that is now an opportunity? I met someone years ago, and I don't believe that he's doing things online so much anymore, but he had been taught the piano since he was 5 or 6 years old, which is common in many families where music holds that level of importance, and they're able to do that for a child or children. My mother had classical piano training from the time she was 5 years old, so I understand that world. And when he came online, he didn't know what he had to offer. He felt like he didn't have anything to offer because he said, well, what am I supposed to do, teach people how to play the piano and across the internet? And when I met him, this was 2006 or 2007, so the internet wasn't what it became. And it sounded ludicrous to him that he'd be able to do that. Well, sure enough, he started teaching people how to play the piano on the internet and was very, very successful and went back to performing, to doing things in his day-to-day life with his music, because he then had a greater appreciation for the gift and the talent and the training that he'd had from the time he was little. So he was probably 40 years old or so when I met him. That meant that he had 35 years of experience just with the piano, and he played a couple of other instruments. He played the saxophone and I believe the flute as well. So what can you do? And just because nobody else is doing it doesn't mean anything. Just because you think that it might not go over well in an online business or in whatever type of business that you are dreaming of putting together, it doesn't mean that it won't happen or that the technology doesn't exist or that there aren't people that could help you to achieve this goal and dream. Instead, what I want you to do is, here, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. I don't want you to look at something that you'd like to do and then start making a list in your mind, at least, of all the reasons you won't be able to do it. There's no percentage in that. There just isn't. Instead, think of what you want to do. Remember that we serve online. You have to have a servant's heart or it will be a struggle for you. You have to look for opportunities to serve people and the areas that you already are knowledgeable about. Like this one man with the piano, he was always helping people with instruments. He went into very poor neighborhoods where he lived in New Jersey, so New York and New Jersey, and even the Philadelphia area, Pennsylvania, the tri-state area there. He did a lot of work with the kids because he loved doing it. So what is it that you want to do? How do you want to serve? Who do you want to serve? And how can you make that happen with either an online business or a brick and mortar business? Now, what if you don't have a servant's heart? It's going to be a challenge for you, because the truth is, whatever we want to make a living at, right now, before we're making a living with that thing, with that idea, with that concept, we want to be serving people to kind of hone our skills, to stay fresh and strong, and to learn from the people we're sharing with. So look for those opportunities within your community. And I've done a lot of work in the schools and all these years since I don't teach anymore. I've done a whole lot of work with students of all ages, and I like to help them with the writing. We start with reading, but we get to the writing. The writing is so important. And I did that with two different families during the first year of the pandemic. And that was a wonderful, wonderful experience because I was able to serve people who otherwise would never have crossed paths with me. And I was able to help them with something that I was so passionate about that they became super interested in. So if it's in health and wellness and nutrition, if it's in that area or fitness, who are the people right now you can reach out to and you can offer them your services? You can work with them either free of cost or at a very nominal fee to really improve upon what you're doing. And I can think of people who do this, and I can think of people who don't. They don't see the value, but they're also not seeing the success in their business. So remember that you are in the right place at the right time. I'm going to read this once again. We create our own luck. We do this by understanding that luck occurs when preparation meets opportunity. And you may have also heard this for many years. I heard it for decades, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it in the way it was intended to fall on my ears. It was when I came online 16 years ago now, I realized that everything I'd been involved in, everything I had been subjected to, everything that I had taken on by choice or had been thrust upon me, not as my choice, was preparing me for this opportunity of doing business online. So the luck continues to build, and this is what I want for you. Again, it's your choice as to how you implement the luck that is ready and waiting for you to catch up with it. But just knowing that you're in the right place at the right time, I hope that that's a powerful one for you. My goal, my intention is to help you take action and move forward in any possible way that makes sense to you and me. So again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. This is Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing. And I would love for you to take a look at some of my sites. First, you can find me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. That's the very easiest place to find me and to connect with me. My main site is ConnieReaganGreen.com. Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Reagan, R-A-G-E-N, Green, G-R-E-E-N.com. I'm also at HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And my newest blog, I now have 139 posts. I started it in July of 2019. It's made a huge difference for me personally, for my writing professionally, for all the stories that I'm able to share there. It has very little to do with business, more about life. And that's at MondayMorningMellow.com. Thank you so much for listening to Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.